Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Now, this layer, a lot of you tarot people may not actually realize and connect, but every card in the deck actually has a astrological placement. And so we're about to go deeper into the layer. All right? Now, each sign in the zodiac has 30 degrees in it. And each 30 degrees can be broken up into 10-degree sections. And each of these sections are called deacons. Right? Now, which means Taurus has 30 degrees and Libra has 30 degrees. Now, Taurus, we told you, is an earth card, earth. And the earth cards are the pentacles. Right? So, the first 10 degrees of Taurus, 0 to 10, is connected to the Five of Pentacles. And the Five of Pentacles, that deacon, oh, by the way, each deacon has a separate planet that rules that deacon. And the Five of Pentacles is ruled by Mercury, or the Magician. So we have the first 10 degrees of Taurus, Five of Pentacles, Mercury, Magician. The second 10 degrees of Taurus, 10 to 20, is the Six of Pentacles. And it's ruled by the Moon, or the High Priestess. And then the third 10 degrees of Taurus, 20 to 30, is the Seven of Pentacles, and it's ruled by Saturn, or the World card. Now, Libra also has 30 degrees, and Libra is an air sign, and all the airs in the deck is connected to the swords. Now, the Libra cards, first 10 degrees of Libra, 10, 0 to 10, is connected to the Two of Swords. That deacon is ruled by the Moon, or the High Priestess. The second deacon, 10 to 20, is ruled by the Three of Swords, is connected to the Three of Swords, and it's ruled by Saturn, or the World card. The third deacon, 20 to 30, is connected to the Four of Swords, and that's ruled by Jupiter, or the Wheel of Fortune. Now, all of the cards that I told you in the beginning, now they should be laid out in front of you. Hopefully, you didn't break your pencil and you got a sharpener, or your pen didn't run out of ink, and or you still got some paper and y'all still writing this stuff down. Hopefully. Right? Now, what we just laid out is how material Venus, Pentacles, creates the conditions that block relational Venus, the Swords, forcing karma to deliver the lesson through pain. The material realm, where Venus seeks comfort, stability, and security through tradition, which is the Five of Pentacles. Now, we're going to go into the Taurus section, like I said, ladies first. Five of Pentacles is, again, the first deacon, ruled by Mercury and the Magician. And key words the key words that go with the Five of Pentacles would be destitution, privatization, hardship. For the people who don't have a debt, it's the picture on the card would be two figures walking barefoot in the snow outside a lit church. Financial and spiritual poverty converge. Which brings me, I remember saying to somebody, asking somebody, man, are you spiritually bankrupt? And they responded, yes. Anyway. So what does this mean? The mind, Mercury, remember Mercury is connected, it rules the deacon, experiences lack in the material world. The impulse and ambition to acquire meets the reality of scarcity. The root cause is the scarcity exists because of the mind. Mercury is operating on impulse and raw ambition instead of strategy or wisdom. Another word for strategy and wisdom is proper planning. Impulse thinking creates the poverty mindset. The reactive, passionate mental state keeps you stuck. Mercury also governs the way we communicate. Impulsive words can create your material consequences. You know, we had a conversation with somebody, and yes, last night, and I was talking about words being used as weapons and people, the consequences of that. You know, hey, you want to use those words, but people will react. And as the saying goes, you say the wrong thing to the hand that feeds you, you might find your happy ass walking on the streets. Your mouth might write checks that your situation can't cash. And people use the mind and mental justifications to staying stuck in scarcity. Yo, this is just how things are. This how, you know, we can't afford change. The timing just isn't right. We should just be grateful for what we have. The market is bad. Raw passion for security blocked by hardship. The mind not being in the right place. Mercury as impulse rather than wisdom is the root cause of the mental trap. Now, when we put this in relationships, think about it. What's the number one thing that causes divorce and problems? Financial stress and relationships is the reason people also stay stuck. Mental stories and ambitions, hopes about why you can't leave. Impulsive arguments about money that create deeper scarcity. The people on the card walking outside the church.
Yeah, that Five of Pentacles, another word that comes to mind looking at that is destitute. And it can also be financial loss or failure as well. And it's material comfort with the Pentacles being there in Taurus is what that's representing. And scarcity can result from reactive thinking because we have Mercury at play with all of this. And as you said, some of the mental narratives to factor in are, I can't afford to change, and, oh man, this is just how it is. Sort of a double entendre. Oh, these are the cards I was dealt. I guess I just have to play this hand. And now isn't the right time. People love to procrastinate. I'll do that later, or I'll make this change later. Not right now, because they're stagnating. And actually, you're becoming very comfortable with toxicity. Because if something stagnates, there's no movement. And it can fester with bacteria or illness. And as you said, in relationships, money or security become the excuses to stay stuck. And I was thinking about this, and I've said to many people that the issues that you ignore in the beginning end up being the reasons why you leave in the end.
Let that stick with some. Let that roll around in your head.
Mm-mm-mm.
The red, would that be equivalent to the red flags that, you know, you bypass and all that?
It's definitely the red flags that you overlook. You. Interesting. Going back to that justice card. The red flags that you turned a blind eye to, we could say. To reference back, mentioned in that justice card in the blindfold on there. Because I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt.
There's one thing I wanted to say about this. You said scarcity, right? And with the Five of Pentacles, Mercury rules this deacon, correct?
Yes.
Now, when we first started talking about the Hierophant and all that, what did we talk about? Our being programmed and being taught. Now, think about that. You being taught scarcity, or the tradition that you was taught and you are living by, could that be creating the scarcity and the poverty, Five of Pentacles, in your life and within relationships?
I use the word conditioned, and a lot of times when you're conditioned, you don't know any better. And I mentioned about being a prisoner, and it's takes a lot of courage to break free from the chains that bind you. And also, it takes awareness to realize this situation no longer serves me.
You know, you just said realize. I wonder if people realize that the Five of Pentacles is connected to the Six of Pentacles?
My guess would be no to the majority.
Well, the Five of Pentacles situation actually creates the Six of Pentacles situation. And the Six of Pentacles is ruled by the moon, which is the high priestess. And the moon is emotions. It's the second part, and two is connected with death, fertility, and destruction. Six of Pentacles, the picture on the card is a wealthy figure who's giving coins to beggars while holding scales. But one of the beggars has a slip of red in his pocket that the benefactor doesn't see. Now, key words connected to the Six of Pentacles is charity, alms, benevolence, philanthropy. It's sometimes called the social justice card. Now, this card reveals hidden power dynamics. The emotions the moon, high priestess, are manipulated through material generosity. The duality, two, of the giver-receiver creates fatal separation. Charity creates the energy of death of equality. What appears as generosity destroys authentic relations. It takes being in a certain emotional space to be charitable, perhaps requiring the death of that Scrooge mentality. By the way, we just had this situation in the news with Tracy Morgan seeing someone who we knew younger, and this person was mean to Tracy at this younger state. Now this person is homeless. Tracy's at the top of the ladder asking Tracy for help, and Tracy's like, get out of here. And people are trying to say, you know, Tracy at that moment came across as Scrooge.
And the old buddy, quote unquote, in the neighborhood, created a lot of conflict and tension and issues for him, and felt that, hey man, I'm down on my luck. Can't you help me out? You're in a better position to me and everything. As if Tracy owed him. Hey man, you know, we're from the same neighborhood. You know, we're the same and all that. And that, did he really? Oh, should he? Turn that blind eye that I mentioned a little while ago from someone back in the old neighborhood who now is destitute. About Five of Pentacles we were just talking about now. And there's, interesting. That gentleman in the crowd there is the Five of Pentacles. And then you got Tracy Morgan as the Six of Pentacles.
Correct.
Isn't that an interesting comparison there?
Correct. All y'all got to do, if y'all want to see this playing out, just look up that story.
There's video. You can watch the video and hear the audio and now, all of it transpire.
It could be looked at two ways. It could be looked at as Tracy was being Scrooge, but it also could be looked at as blind justice coming back to bite dude in the ass because of his deeds that he did earlier in life. Came back, Wheel of Fortune, we ain't got to it yet, which is came back to get him. But by the way, at that moment, the moon, we talking about this card, moon, emotions, was he emotionally trying to manipulate Tracy at that moment?
He was trying to capitalize on that situation, and I have watched the video and audio numerous times, and it was discussed here on the local news outlets as well. He was trying to manipulate the situation from an emotional, that moon that you're speaking about, which is rolling the Six of Pentacles, from an emotional angle, because all the eyes were there, all the cameras were there, and there was a group setting with people, and he knew that this would go public and people would have to comment on this, and it would paint him in some sort of light with being mean to him, you know, or rejecting him.
You know, you just brought up something. You said he asked in front of the group, and you brought up courage earlier. Could I say Tracy Morgan had the courage to go against the group and not go for the emotional manipulation at that moment?
I agree, definitely, because he wasn't concerned about how he looked or what people thought, because there was a whole backstory to that situation that people don't know about from decades ago. And he was standing in his own truth, something that I say, and he did not back down or acquiesce because people were around and he wanted to conform to the norm. Something we spoke about earlier also. So some people be like, oh man, he could have helped him out. He has the financial means and, you know, he shouldn't have done that to him and everything. But you don't know the whole story, man. And it's his choice on what he wants to do.
Correct. And which gets to the moon, which is emotions and hidden truths. You just said the hidden, the back thing reveals what's concealed beneath the material exchange. Hey, he was asking Tracy for some material, but we didn't know the hidden truth beneath the exchange that he was asking. It looked like control, superiority, the pleasure of being needed, you know. But after a while, when it comes to hierarchies and traditions, the traditions create hierarchies, you know, at that point, social injustice. The Six of Pentacles shows the power imbalance that tradition creates. One person controls the resources and decides who gets what, maintains the hierarchy through charity. So what does that mean? Tracy Morgan actually had enough money to take that dude from homelessness to putting him up in a place somewhere. But he made a choice to leave him where he was at because of what happened earlier. And emotional manipulation patterns can look like power dynamics disguised as generosity. Charity that maintains hierarchy. I tell you this, that would be a lot of the welfare programs, people who get checks for, you know, disability and all that. In all actuality, that maintains the hierarchy because y'all are not going to be able to climb at all. You're going to be stuck at that kind of like, you know, in purgatory. I do so much for you. That would be another way people try to manipulate you. You know, hidden inequality. The power dynamics is fatal too. The number two, to partnership. In relationships, it can come across as, man, I'm the one that paid for everything. You should be more grateful. Emotional manipulation hidden as generosity. Oh, was you helping me because you was trying to, you know, have a one-up over me? Or was you really trying to help me because authentically you want to see me do good? Right? The death of authentic emotional connection through material, Taurus, Earth, obligation.
Real interesting with that Six of Pentacles being influenced by the moon, and the moon being represented by High Priestess, and that moon's about emotions, of course. And looking at that Six of Pentacles, there's emotional power dynamics that are displayed or disguised as generosity. You have one person giving, and you have one person that owes, and that equality sort of dies quietly in that scenery. And what you spoke about, people with the perception about, you know, I do everything for you and you should be grateful. And interesting, people stay as well with financial security, which leaves them codependent. Financial stability, which is tangible with money, and it leaves them codependent in that relationship with their emotions, which are more abstract. So the financial leverage.
Are you talking about sugar mama, sugar daddy relationships?
Well, that's a different dynamic that some people seek out and welcome, by the way. But if you're in a relationship, that financial leverage replaces emotional intimacy, and people just coexist.
Could that be the gold digger relationship? Hey, that person that's with that person because of the money or status, or because of the hierarchy.
Yes, that's definitely a play. I didn't know last time we recorded together, you broke out into a acapella version of some Swing Low Chariot. I didn't know if you were going to do a Jamie Foxx.
I didn't want to do this artist because this artist's reputation is trash right now. If I start singing this song, shoot, I might have picket signs and stuff.
I didn't know if you were going to hit us with another ear-bleeding acapella rendition of Gold Digger, so I was hesitant to instantly respond. But yeah, that could definitely factor in, and with the hierarchy that you mentioned as well. That's going to all go into play with all this, and this is all under Taurus as well here, with what you're talking about here.
Yeah. And by the way, we said, hey, do y'all know that the 5 is connected to the 6? And do you know that the 6 of Pentacles is connected to the 7 of Pentacles? Or leads to? If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.